Hey, buddy, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. Of course, like always, it's me, Brandon, alongside.
Hey, guys, it's Jay. Very good weekend this weekend. Saturday.
I forgot about this.
Got my first Shundo.
Legendary, too.
Legendary?
No, it's your first Shundo, but it's also a legendary.
A legendary, that's a Shundo.
I've been hearing nonstop about this for a week, and the main complained about it the next day.
And then the following day for a Heatwave's.
No, you're forgetting one more thing.
What?
You got another random shiny, because you got that Shundo legendary Reshiram. Saturday night, Sunday morning, you got a random shiny.
Yeah, and then. And then during the Heatwave raid hour, I got a Hundo Heatwave Samurott, but no shiny Heatwave Samurott, unfortunately.
He was complaining about no shiny, but he got a Hundo, and then a random shiny that morning, and then a Shundo legendary the night before.
But can you blame me though? Because I want, after you showed me what shiny Heatwave Samurott looked like, I was like, yo, I want that.
You had too much luck. And, like, not even the span of 24 hours. Because by the time you got that Hundo, it was probably 18 hours since you got that Shundo. If that. Because you got that Shundo around 6:50 to 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Because we met up to do a raid before we wanted to go watch Godzilla Minus One.
By the way, definitely recommend watching the movie.
Oh, definitely.
It was good. Also, I just found out, too, it's a remake of the 1954 movie.
Is it a remake? I thought it was original.
No, that's what I heard.
Okay. Well, all I know is that it got extended to 2,000, because it was a limited release. But it got extended to 2,500 more theaters inside the USA and Canada. And I think it got extended its theatrical release, at least by another week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think it's become the highest grossing. It's, I think, reached top 10 already, or top 5 highest grossing movies of the year.
Ooh, that's how you know movie's good, man.
And also, like, that's also comparing with the movies that I've had, probably give or take about a month theatrical release in the States. Because I think that's a box office for the States and all that.
Sounds about right.
So, that movie, within a week, was able to crack the top 10, at least. I want to say top 5. I can probably look it up in a second. Of U.S. theatrical releases. Some of them, it's at the end of the run they break through. Or maybe within 2 weeks they break through. The only ones of movies I don't think it broke is Oppenheimer and Barbie, which I did see Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer was good, but really long. Barbie, I never got a chance to see. I wanted to watch it, just never got a chance to see it. Before we get into the episode, I just wanted to see Barbie because I just wanted to know what the hell it was. Because by the trailers and all that, you could not guess what kind of genre of movie that is. It could have been gone in 50 different directions.
Mm-hmm.
But I just got to stream it now.
Yeah. Sounds about
right. I thought it was amazing, too. But anyway, the next spotlight out is going to be Seal, who can be shiny with the bonus of x2 chance for candy. I did the Feebas one. I went out for a walk, did Feebas spotlight hour, got a shiny. I probably won't do Seal, because Seal,
Yeah, it looks like that's something I'm probably going to skip, too.
If anything, I will take advantage of that chance for candy. But not, I really want to catch it. Because, like, I think I have one, but I'm like, it's hard to tell the shiny for Seal and all of that. And Seal is like, the Pokemon I was, like, you know, I put low on the bottom, on a tier list.
Yeah, this one was not it, honestly.
Yeah, but I mean, Seal is somebody's favorite Pokemon. So if it's your favorite Pokemon, good luck. And good luck shiny hunting at that Spotlight Owl. The next Raid Owl is going to be... Wait, I say Raid Owl, I mean Spotlight Owl. But the next Raid Owl is going to be Zekrom, who can be shiny. And I am on that hunt for that shiny Zekrom. Even though you cannot really tell the difference between Zekrom and shiny Zekrom. I think it's just like a lighter shade of black, or it becomes like a darker but lighter gray, I think, if I remember correctly.
And I think we mentioned it a couple of times before on the podcast that for the Shinies, for both Zekrom and Reshiram, it would have been great if they had inverted colors of each other.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I thought they were going to do. Like, I also don't know why they never did that with Groudon Kyogre. That's what I think the box art legendary should do.
Yeah.
Except the only exception I can think of that is Solgaleo and Lunala, because they both become like a crimson red. And, like, you know, it's really good for Lunala because, you know, it becomes like a blood moon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those I don't think need to be inverted. But, like, the other ones, I feel like they should be inverted.
Yeah,
except not Zacian and Zamazenta, because those shinies, they're not inverted, but peak.
They're very nice shinies.
Yeah. Anyway, we have until this Friday, the 8th at 8 p.m. Yellow Good Time. We are going to be in the Along the Roads event. Jay, what made their debut during Along the Roads event?
Making their debut into the game is Mateo, who you can find at the end of a route that you do, which me and Brandon, we did a route yesterday at the outlets. It was a good time, even though we had to kind of backtrack to start it, but it was nice overall. I had a good time, found a Zygarde cell, so I can't complain much.
I am now at 3 Zygarde cells.
Nice. I think I'm at 2, honestly. But you can talk to Mateo to do it a gift exchange that at the end of the route. Wherever you start the route and you make your loop, he'll meet you back at where you started. And then you can get mementos.
It's from, not where you started, he'll meet you at the end of the route, so you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where you start the route.
No, you don't. Not exactly. Not all the routes are a big loop. Just the ones that we have typically have done are one big loop.
Okay, I take that back.
I'm 97% sure about that.
Okay, I take that back. He'll meet you at the end of the route. And then this is a way you can get new mementos from other trainers. And don't forget to pin the postcard from the gifts to get different forms of Vivillon. Vivillon. And there's also going to be a special research that will focus on spinning soft, exchanging gifts with Mateo, and more. Our wild encounters for this event, we have Slugma, Himantop, Spoink, Phoebus, Lillipup, Woobat, who all can be shiny. And we can also expect to run into either Emolga, Wooloo, or Pommy. And for our 7K eggs, we have Hisuian Growlithe, Togepi, Sneasel, Hisuian Sneasel, Bonsly, and Esper, who all can be shiny. Our event bonuses are half hatch egg distance, triple spinning stop XP, and 5 times the XP for spinning a stop for the first time, and double gift Stardust.
Yep, our field research encounters are going to be Eevee, and that's going to be via sending 3 gifts and adding a sticker, Hisuian Sneasel by trading a Pokemon, and both of those can be shiny, and Wooloo by hatching an egg. The time to research is gonna get you Sneasel, a Hisuian Sneasel and Feebas, plus a Wooloo and a Pommy. The showcases are gonna be Sneasel and Hisuian Sneasel. Wait, in the span of a week, you got like 3 shinies. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot. I also hatched shiny Alolan Meowth.
As well.
Yeah, it was the day. It was on Monday when I hatched it, and I was like, I'm not gonna come. I was like, I want to complain, but I know I shouldn't.
Yeah, but okay. Then on Saturday, December 9th, we're gonna be in the Catch Mastery Ice. Wild encounters are gonna be Snorunt and Bogmite, who can both be shiny. I'm still on the hunt for a shiny Snorunt. I'd rather get a shiny Snorunt than a Bogmite because I really do like the way shiny Snorunt looks. Shiny Frostlass and Glalie, they're okay. I think Snowin is 100% more better because it has like that nice little like blue, like this nice bright blue on it. But then Glalie, he just becomes, if I remember, he really looks the same, just his eyes become red and all that. Yeah, he kind of looks just the same, just like, yeah. Gets eyes red, and then just like maybe just like his tint goes a little bit down, I think. And then Frostlass, honestly, I'm scrolling through Bulbapedia to see what the difference is. It looks the main difference for Froshlass is like its sash, I guess is what you call it, becomes purple. But it looks like the saturation got taken away from it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
it looks pretty mid.
At least you can visually tell the difference by looking at some part of their body.
Yeah. I'm looking at you, Shiny Gengar.
I mean, there's a lot we're going to talk about. Okay, and then the event bonus is going to be you have an increased chance of encountering a shiny Snorunt, shiny Kragalar, who's making their shiny debut, and shiny Bogmite, as well as 2x XP for successfully catching with a nice grade or excellent throw. Did I give the time, by the way, for when this event's happening?
You only gave the date, no time.
Okay, I knew I forgot something. Let's see. Because I want to say it's from 10 to 8. I know it's a really long... I know it's a not day event. But I'm just trying to find it real fast because... I forgot to put it on, though. Let's see. So the Catch Ice Mastery is going to be from 10 a.m. your local time to 8 p.m. your local time. So pretty nice long event. The field research task encounters will focus on Pokemon throws, accuracy, and will be available. And they'll give out Kragonal. This is going to be a timed research that's going to be free. That will focus on catching ice Pokemon. You can complete 10 sets of these for a total of 40 Kragonal encounters. Now you can also get a paid time research, which is going to be the same one as the free one. So basically, you just get another 40 encounters of Kragonal for two USD or your local equivalents. Now, if you really want to try to get a Shundo Kragonal, I guess you can try it. Or shiny Kragonal is your favorite Pokemon or shiny, I guess you can do it. Personally, I'm not going to do it because it's just another 40 encounters of Kragonal. And I'm not hunting it for... I mean, I'm going to hunt for a shiny, but if I don't get a shiny automatically...
It's whatever.
No big whoop for me. It's not a shiny I want. Not like shiny Rockruff, who I was hunting for a long time. Or shiny Lugia and shiny Ho-Ho, who I hunted for a long time.
Oh, shiny Ho-Ho. Good times.
Yeah, and like I think for you, the only one I could think of a shiny Groudon is the one that you were hunting for.
Yeah.
It could be another one you're hunting for, but that's the only one I could think of.
What was it?
Besides shiny Drifloon. Everybody knows the pain and misery of shiny Drifloon.
Yeah, everybody knows my the bane of my existence, but let's see, another shiny Suicune, because I don't have that.
You don't?
No.
Let me check if I have an extra one, then
I don't think so. Hold on, let me check. Oh, of course, the game closes on me.
All right, but anyway, Jay, what is the next event?
Okay, so our next event is going to be Adamant Time Event.
Which also, by the way, I was completely wrong about what this event was going to focus on. Ooh. But before I let you continue and talk about this event, the information Niantic released and all that, Pokemon Go release, whatever you want to say, for the event basically just says that it's basically a tribute to Kanto.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is. Like, I wish it wasn't a tribute to Kanto, not because I don't like Kanto, but because I wish the other regions got love, and I feel like you could have done this, you could have tied it into Diamond and Pearl and all that, or tied it into the Diamond game and all that specifically, and made this as like a season-long lead-up to us hopefully maybe getting, if the data leaks are correct, Origin from Dialga and Origin from Palkia, and having this be like a little seed in it. But no, but hey. Continue now.
Okay, so...
Are you looking for if you have a shiny Suicune?
I don't have neither shiny Suicune nor Raikou. I only have shiny Entei.
Oh, really? Okay.
But shiny Entei was the one I was looking at of all three, honestly. But those are on the to-get list later for... Okay, so back to the news. Our featured Pokemon for the event is going to be Vulpix, Ponyta, Krabby, Voltorb, who will be shiny. Our event bonus is triple XP for catching Pokemon. Wild encounters are going to be Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, Vulpix, Oddish, Ponyta, Krabby, Voltorb, Koffing, Rhyhorn, Golding. Oh, I'm about to do the Pokemon rap here, guys. Who all can be shiny, and if you're lucky, you can find a Dratini who can be shiny, by the way. Oh, shout out to Shiny Dratini. And also, there's also going to be a lucky exchange. The number of guaranteed lucky Pokemon has increased from 15 to 25.
Actually, hold on. Let me let you finish, then I'll say what I was going to say.
And not and not Pokemon from 2018 or...
Oh, no, now. And now Pokemon from 2018, my bad.
And now Pokemon from 2018 are going to be lucky until the limit is reached and the change is now permanent.
Okay, so what I was going to say was...
What you got?
So I don't know if you knew this, but originally it was if Pokemon... From a certain time frame, because we all know the order of the Pokemon is the higher increased chance of it being lucky during a trade.
Right.
But there was this, I think it was probably 2016, 2017 Pokemon. It could have been just 2016 Pokemon. For the first, I think 10 it was, that you traded with somebody, it 10, maybe 15, you traded with somebody, there'll be those Pokemon on mat, those two Pokemon that were traded will all be. Automatically become lucky because one of them was from that year, from that time frame. Right. So now we're getting that up to 18 now. I don't know if you knew this or not. Mm-hmm. I remember I did a trade with somebody one time because they said, hey, can you meet me at this place so that way I can do trades for research tasks and all that? And I was like, yeah, no problem. I'm free. I'll do it. And they were like, man, we keep on getting lucky. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just trading you my old, like 2017 Pokemon and all that. 2016 is like they're guaranteed to get lucky and all that if you trade them up to a certain point. They're like, really? I was like, yeah. It's like, I just got them. They're like, I was like, I was just like, oh, why not? You know, just trying to find something to trade.
Yeah, well, I knew that, you know, like the older the Pokemon, the higher chances of it being lucky, but I didn't know there was like a formula to it.
Yeah, because I know like it's there's a formula. I haven't seen it up. I don't know if it's been updated, but I know Serbia had like the percentages of it being lucky and all that and all that. I just don't know if it's been updated and all that. But and I didn't know if you knew like you know you can get some guaranteed ones if you did it like that. Speaking of lucky,
what's up?
We still have not been lucky friends in how long?
I think
next February is gonna be 3 years.
Yeah, I think it'll be 3 years.
Jesus.
Is it only
2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
And how often do we interact or do stuff together?
A lot. The game figured out that we're too OP, so that's why we haven't been able to get lucky friends.
Yeah, but I'm just like, oh my god. But anyway, a Ditto change up.
Ooh, what do we got?
Ditto can be out in the wild looking like Oddish, Koffing, Rhyhorn, and Goldeen, and all of those can be shiny too, by the way. Okay, so would you be upset if you're hunting for a Ditto, you find a shiny Koffing, you catch a shiny Koffing, turns into a regular Ditto? Would you be upset or not?
I would be extremely upset.
Okay.
I would, because I was like, man, that's such a bait and switch tactic right there. Yeah. But you know, I completely understand, you know, that's the gimmick with Ditto right now, which I'll be mad, but not too mad about it.
All right, and the Rays are going to be in the one star. We're going to have Staryu, Onomite, Kabuto, who all can be shiny. Three stars is going to be Chansey, Scyther, Snorlax, who all can be shiny. Time Research is going to focus on adding friends. The field researches are going to get you Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle, Vulpix, Abra, Monchamp, Geodude, Ponyta, Gastly, Krabby, and Voltorb. All of those can be shiny. Don't forget, you guys, next weekend is going to be Community Day or Community Weekend. I'm not going to be working Saturday, but I'm going to be working Sunday.
Nice.
So we're going to like be able to do most of it. Some quick updates, too.
What you got?
That are not on the list because it just kind of dropped today. Musical Collection. I didn't even know about this. Oh, see, there will be a release of CD in Japan and no international release. Oh, dang, that sucks. Looks like they're releasing a CD of music for Sword and Shield, Legends of Arceus, and Scarlet and Violet. Guess which one has the most soundtracks or tracks on it?
Hold on, let me look away. Scarlet and Violet?
Yep.
Nice.
208, Sword and Shield next with 142, and then Legends of Arceus with 110.
Damn.
Alright, but anyway, as I was going to say is, next week we got the Indigo... Well, this isn't Pokemon Go news, but it's Pokemon news. Next week we got the release of the second part of the DLC, Blueberry Academy. And to celebrate that, we got two distribution events happening. One is going to be Darkrai, that's going to know Dark Pulse, Shadow Ball, Hypnosis, and Dream Needle. And it's going to be in Tame of the Code, a new moon One S coming, and it will run from until December 21st. So it's going to be NEWM00N1SC0M1NG. And then you have another one that's going to get you Shiny Lucario. It's going to know Flash Cannon, Aura Sphere, Bullet Punch, and Ice Punch. And it's going to be Shiny Buddy. That's SH1NYBUDDY. And we also have Dialga and Palkia in the 5-star raids in Scarlet and Violet. And both of them are going to be in the Dragon Tail type. And players can only catch one of these legendaries per save file.
Ooh.
And there's going to be some massive outbreaks happening. Flabébé can be found in Pardea. Littlewick can be found in Katakami. And the Marcy, it's kind of like that dough. It's the one that evolves into the cake. That's not on Pokemon Go yet. It will be in the Terranium from December 14th. This event will run until December 8th to the 21st. And there's one more better Pokemon Go news that got dropped today. Like, probably, I don't know when, but sometime today. I'm a little disappointed by this. I'll tell you why in a second. So, they have expanded the capacity for storage in Pokemon by 500 again. So, the Pokemon storage is now increased to 7,300. And the item capacity is 6,300. They say you can go to the item shop and purchase these for the holiday season. But they don't mention that you can get one boost for free. And I'm like, because they usually tend to do like one boost, one increase for free. Then you pay for the extra whenever they do an item, storage increase. So I'm a little disappointed. Maybe they're going to do it. They just didn't write it here. But I'm a little disappointed about that. I'll check the item shop right now. Because maybe I didn't see they're doing it for free. But it doesn't look like it. Which is a little bit of a shame, but it's what it is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't see it either.
And then there was one... Oh, no, actually, I think they said they kind of update... I think they said they updated this in the season bonuses, I think. Let's see. Space and time. Okay, with editing magic, you guys did not see us just standing here for a couple of minutes trying to figure this out.
We were sitting down, not standing.
Well, you know what I mean. But anyway, okay, so... I'm a little more confused by this, but hold on. I'm going to read what Niantic Support Twitter tweeted. Trainers, we have updated the description for the Eggs Prediction Access Gift bonus to receive up to 150 gifts per day by spinning gems and Pokestops. Keep in mind that this will allow you to send more gifts per day as well. We apologize for the confusion.
But are they really sorry, though? That's the real question.
But I'm even more... Okay, so I'm assuming... Okay, so if I'm up... So it looks like we can get that many gifts per day.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know how many you're able to send now, though. Because it still says you're only able to open 50 per day and hold 40 in your bag. But you're able to receive up to 150 from gyms and stops. So how many are you allowed to send?
No, sorry, I can't do math.
Because I don't even know. Because they're not telling us how much we can do.
Yeah, I don't like it when they're being vague like that. Also, well,
I don't know if it's just...
the video stopped recording while we were looking away.
Well, it was almost done. But, so I'll let it slide. But I don't know if it's just me not... Because there was a limit. But I'm not sure what it is. If it's still the same or what now. But anyway, just thought I'd make a note of that.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jay? Anything else we need to go over? You already mentioned about your luck, about your Shundo legendary, about your shiny, random shiny, which, what was it anyway? I can never remember.
I don't remember too.
And then there was your Hundo Samurott and a shiny Alolan Meowth you hatched. Anything else?
No. I think that's about it.
All right, you guys have a good one. Good luck shiny hunting this weekend for Cragonal. you're going to be able to do it a little bit. I'm going to be able to do it after I get off work. I know you have something going on Saturday. You think you'll be able to do it before then?
50-50. It kind of depends if I really want to do it or not.
But what about Shiny Snorunt?
Damn. I know that is one Shiny I'm hunting for.
Yeah. But anyway, that's it for today's episode, you guys. Good luck Shiny hunting and get ready for next week. Because next week is going to be Community Day weekend. We'll talk more about that next week.
We'll see you guys.
Don't forget, you guys can follow us on TikTok. Let's Go Pokemon TikTok. Instagram, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. YouTube, Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. And you guys can listen to us at Let's Go Pokemon Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts at. Anyway, you guys have a good one. Good luck shiny hunting.
We'll see you guys next week.